Okay, mate. Is everything okay?
Well, I think I was accused of cheating over the holiday. Over the break. I know. It's a big call.
Big call. So what did you do?
Well, I want to get my wife, Jamie, on the air, first of all. So she joins us right now. Morning, babe. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, babe. How are you going? Yeah, good.
I'm pretty good.
Okay. How are you feeling? How are you feeling after the accusations on holidays?
Oh, look, it was pretty full on. It was kind of like a movie scene, I have to say.
Okay, what happened? Okay. Because to get to an accusation of cheating, something pretty major must have happened.
I'll set the scene here. So we're staying in an Airbnb, and I feel like this might have happened to other people out there, I'm sure. But we're staying in an Airbnb, and we have the washing. So we have a big basket of washing. It's got all our clothes in there, big old mix. And we tip it out. We're going to put it away. And Jamie goes, "What's that?" And I was like, "What's what?" I said, what's what?" She goes, "What's that? What is that?" I said, "What are you pointing at?" I said, "It's some underwear." She goes, "Not mine." And then I said, "Well, it's not mine. I'm assuming it's yours. It was another lady's underwear."
Oh, gross.
It was not only another lady's underwear, but it was another lady's G-banger.
Gross.
So it's a G-banger. And I'm like,
was it so all folded up in your washing?
In the washing, yeah. So when there's, and that's a situation you don't want, because even if you've done absolutely nothing wrong, I feel instantly guilty. I'm like, where has this come from? So there's this random person's underwear, ladies, in our washing basket.
Gross. You've got to do a rewash for starters.
Absolutely.
So gross.
It was like a fitness one, wasn't it? It was like a...
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
It was like a grey fitness one.
Oh my God, you really...
Well, I looked at it, like I was like, have I seen that before?
Like, burn into your memory what it looked like.
I don't know every piece of underwear that you've got, babe. So I just thought it was yours. I was like, hey, maybe I haven't seen that one. Now, see, this is the thing.
Okay.
Now this is, so Jamie was like, whose is it? Where did it come from?
Well, so many questions that you can't.
I'm sweating and I know I'm innocent, but I'm still sweating. And so what were you thinking at that point in time when it actually happens, babe? When you look at it, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I thought, I don't own any grey underwear. Is that, am I actually seeing that? And then I thought, I don't want to pick that up.
No.
So I asked you to pick it up.
I'm not touching it. That incriminates me. That puts fingerprints on it. I don't need.
And then I said, but you're the one that brought it home. No.
She did say that. No, but I wanted to bag it up. So if you ever want to fingerprint it, you can prove that I wasn't there.
Oh,
I had nothing to do with it. So look,
gross.
I straight away, I switch into investigator mode. I'm like, what's happened here? And my thought is, this is what I think's happened. It's a bit of a communal dryer washer set up in the Airbnb. So it was in apartments in Melbourne.
Oh, sure.
I think it's been left. Now, this is what I think. It's been left in the dryer and then somehow ended up in the mix of our wash. That's my side.
That sounds very plausible.
Well, it's very convenient, but very true.
Jamie, what's your theory?
Well, producer Matt actually just came up with one.
Oh, did he now? This would be interesting.
Yeah.
What's
Look,
he got?
He said he doesn't know if it's a worse thing if you're cheating or if you're wearing the underwear yourself.